And the Lord Marshal Agamemnon answered, "Glad I am to hear you, son of Laertes, finding the right word at the right time for all these matters. And the oath you speak of I'll take willingly, with all my heart, and will not before heaven be forsworn. Now let Achilles wait here, though the war god tug his arm, and all the rest of you wait here assembled till the gifts have come down from our quarters and our peace is made. For you, Odysseus, here is my command. Choose the finest young peers of all Achaea to fetch out of my ship those gifts we pledged Achilles yesterday, and bring the women. Let Talthybius prepare for sacrifice in the army's name a boar to Zeus and Helios." Replied Achilles, "Excellency, Lord Marshal, another time were better for these ceremonies, some interval in the war, and when I feel less passion in me. Look, those men lie dead whom Hector killed when Zeus allowed him glory, and yet you two propose a meal. By God, I'd send our soldiers into action now, unfed and hungry. Have a feast, I'd say, at sundown when our shame has been avenged. Before that, for my part, I will not swallow food or drink, my dear friend being dead, lying before my eyes, bled white by spear cuts, feet turned to his hut's door, his friends in mourning around him. Your concerns are none of mine. Slaughter and blood are what I crave, and groans of anguished men." But the shrewd field commander Odysseus answered, "Achilles, flower and pride of the Achaeans, you are more powerful than I am, and a better spearman, too. Only in sizing matters up, I'd say I'm just as far beyond you, being older, knowing more of the world. So bear with me. Men quickly reach satiety with battle in which the reaping bronze will bring to earth big harvests. But a scanty yield when Zeus, war's overseer for mankind, tips the scales. How can a fasting belly mourn our dead? So many die so often every day. When would soldiers come to an end of fasting? No, we must dispose of him who dies and keep hard hearts and weep that day alone. And those whom the foul war has left unhurt will do well to remember food and drink so that we may again close with our enemies, our dangerous enemies, and be tough soldiers hardened in mail of bronze. Let no one now be held back waiting for another summons. Here is your summons. Woe to the man who lingers beside the Argive ships. No, all together let us take up the fight against the Trojans." He took as escort sons of illustrious Nestor, Phyleus's son Meges, Thoas and Meriones, and the son of Creon, Lycomedes, and Melanippus, to Agamemnon's quarters.